Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kevin DeRoos and Roger Stubbe with the Pella Amateur Radio Club join us on today's program to discuss the group's annual field day exercise. And the two of you are here as a part of the National North American Field Day. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about what you're doing. We're going to hear some of it in the background, but you're making contacts with people all over the country today. Is that right?
Yeah, Field Day was sort of originated as a test of ham radio's ability to get on the air quickly under other than normal conditions. So they set aside one day where people all over North America try to do that.
And you guys are talking to, I've already heard you today, you're not in your full swing just yet, but San Francisco, Georgia, the power of amateur and ham radio is pretty impressive. How is that possible for, you know, someone who's just driving by? How can you make contact? I saw your antenna there all the way across the country.
Well, there's different frequency bands, and some frequencies will go further than others, depending on the time of the day.
Now, the importance of this day, as you mentioned, is for emergency situations. What is the role that ham radio and amateur radio folks like you play if there is an emergency situation where electricity may be cut out or normal means of communication may be unavailable?
Well, it's said when all else fails, ham radio gets through, and there's something to be said for that. Even though the equipment is relatively low power, with the proper antennas and operating and hours, you can get through, and it doesn't depend on telephone lines, it does not depend on internet, it doesn't depend on any other systems. It stands alone independently, and I guess that's its strong point.
How do you utilize this technology day to day? Whether, as you mentioned to me, we were just talking before the interview about how you're listening to other radio stations from all over the globe, but also making contacts around the world.
Well, back to the whole emergency communications. Yeah. Back in the 1970s, there was a member of our ham radio club. He was up late one night, and he talked to a station in Alaska. There had been an earthquake up there, and their phone lines had been cut. So he was able to alert the federal government that there was a problem in Alaska. And on his wall, in his shack, he had a certificate from the federal government thanking him for his service to the country.
And another thing amateur radio does is weather reporting, especially severe weather. Many of the people of the Pella Amateur Radio Club have attended special training sessions done by the Weather Service, National Weather Service, to identify clouds, weather patterns, etc. And it's sort of the eyes, feet on the ground that radar doesn't see. And they kind of emphasize that the radar can only see so far. And after that, you need people on the ground. And ham radio can contribute to tracking severe weather.
And the technology involved, you can either buy it, or in this case, a lot of this here is made. How do you kind of, I guess, get into this world and realm and understand the technology that you need to have? Because I see antennas and generators and the radios themselves.
Well, it's great to have somebody come alongside young people and get them into the hobby. There's a lot of things to learn. There's electronics. I learned an awful lot about geography when I was in high school, and I would listen to radio stations all around the world. I would always ace my geography tests, and I really didn't even have to study for it.
And how is that possible? I mean, to the general person like me, I was fascinated by the fact that you were telling me that you listened to Radio Australia and you ended up on a podcast and a program because you were able to hear them from here in central Iowa.
Yeah, it's really changed. It used to be that you'd have to send a letter and it would take weeks for the letter to get there and then for them to respond. Now you can respond. You can hear something on the radio. You can go on their website, send them an email. The next day you'll get a response. And in this case, I did get interviewed right over the air because they wanted to talk to a listener from the United States.
Ham radio, you ask, how can we do all this? There are certain requirements in order to get a license. You have to be licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. And part of that requirement is a certain amount of technical knowledge. You have to know a little bit about radio, how radio works, and obviously know the regulations. And there are various stages of licensing, but technical background is needed. It's not a high-level technical thing. It's very learnable. And men, women, children, a lot of people involved, just because they have an interest in communicating and interest in you want to call it fiddling with electronics and radio.
Well, and it's also that fact that you may have a bigger role if the time ever calls for it. I imagine that's a part of this, is if the situation gets bad, the two of you may be ready, you know, in an emergency situation to help our local law enforcement, as all the way up to the federal government.
And we moved here from Colorado Springs a few years ago because our family is from here. But there we had some instances of some major forest fires, some major flooding, some very severe weather that just took out a lot of the communications or overloaded the communications, that ham radio was able to come in and coordinate between law enforcement, the aid agencies, and the residents on the ground.
Once again, that was Roger Stubbe and Kevin DeRoos with the Pella Amateur Radio Club. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.